Come on, let's worship the Lord. Oh, let's worship Him. That's a privilege that we have that even the angels don't have, to call Him Father. Say, He has not given us the spirit of bondage again to fear, but the spirit of adoption, whereby we can cry, Abba, Father. Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus. We're going to get into the word now. We're going to get into the word. I'm going to preach right now. Thank you very much. Praise the Lord. This morning, I am speaking on the subject of the blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord. And I'm going to start with this text of scripture. I want you to please get your Bibles out. This is the time for the word now. It says the flesh profits nothing. It is the spirit and the word that gives the life. Father, in the name of Jesus, the entrance of your word always gives light. And Lord, I ask for that light this morning. I ask for a spirit of understanding that thy true word will minister to our hearts this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. How many of you say amen to that? I'm preaching on the blessing of the Lord. Now, this is a prosperity message, but it's not like the prosperity messages that I hear on TV or on radio. And I heard so much about it that the Lord put it in my heart to preach it the right way. See, and we're not taking up an offering today or anything like that. This is not about offering. See, that's the way everybody else preaches it. See, but we're going to preach it from the word. The way the Bible gives it. The blessing of the Lord in your life. See, and when you have that blessing. Now, if you pay attention to this message, because the Lord has given me this message a long time, and I prayed about it, and He wouldn't let me preach it. I wanted to preach it so badly, but He wouldn't let me preach it. And He held me back and gave me something else, and held me back and gave me something else. You know, and finally, gave me a release to preach this message. Now, if you listen to this message, your life will never be the same. I mean, it doesn't matter whether you've been blessed now, but this message, it will change your life. And, you know, I want you young people to listen to me today, because you are coming into a blessing. See, you are coming into a blessing. That's the reason the Lord wants me to preach this. I'm going to start at Hebrews. I want you to turn with me to Hebrews chapter 6. Now, Hebrews chapter 6. Now, if you hear something that makes your heart glad, it's all right to say amen. Because this is the word of God. Amen? Amen. Praise ye the Lord. And you'll hear a lot of it today that will make your heart glad. Hebrews chapter 6. I'm going to read from verse 12. Hebrews chapter 6. From verse 13 I will read. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely, blessing, I will bless you. And multiplying, I will multiply you. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Now we're talking about the blessing of the Lord. And how does this blessing of the Lord... Now this blessing that he gave to Abraham here, the Bible says it came not only to Abraham, but it came also to the Gentiles by faith. Now let's see how it came to the Gentiles by faith. And then in a minute, I'm going to switch the message and preach this that the Lord wants me to preach to us today to hear. Turn with me to Colossians chapter 3, and I'm going to read at verse 14. Colossians 3 and 14. Now, actually, here's the one I want to read. I want to start at Colossians 2 and 14. Colossians 2 and 14. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, and that was contrary to us. And he took it out of the way, and he nailed it to the cross. Now, there were a lot of ordinances and things that were against us. The things that were against us that God, see, I mean, that would prevent the blessing of the Lord from coming into our life. See, but the Bible says that Jesus, he took the handwriting of ordinances and he blotted them away. He took, he nailed them to the cross and he removed that. And then we're going to see how exactly did he do all of that and how does this blessing come into our lives. So turn to with me to Galatians. This one is in Galatians chapter 3. And this is in Galatians 3 and 14. It says that the blessing, now I'll start at 13. Galatians 3 and 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. That's the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. See, he redeemed us from it. And because he himself was made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree. Now he did that so that the blessing of Abraham, which we read in Hebrews chapter 6, might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So the blessing of the Lord he gave to Abraham, and it's going to come on for us because he took that curse, took the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, and he took it out of the way. Now, so let me read a few scriptures about the blessing of the Lord, and then we will preach this message that the Lord wants me to preach. In Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 22. Proverbs 10, verse 22. It says, the blessing of the Lord. And that's what we're talking about this morning. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. And I'm going to talk about what that rich means. See, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he added no sorrow to it. Now, maketh rich, the word that is used there means makes you complete. See, it makes us to be complete. Complete in him. As we are told in Colossians chapter 2, verse 10. It says we are complete in him. That's what it means to be rich. It makes us rich. I mean, people think about riches as in, I have money, I have cars, I have house, I have this and so forth. Well, that's only part of the riches. But I'm going to tell you something more about that too. You know, when we see the wind blow, when you're outside and you see the trees blowing and dust all over the place and the leaves and everything moving, well, we say, well, it's very windy today. But nobody really sees the wind, see. What you see is the effect of the wind. How many of you understand that? We see the effect of the wind. So when you see all of these things, see, in the lives of people, like the cars and the, you know, house and all of these things and so forth, that's not the blessing. That's the effect of the blessing. See, but that's the people are focused on all of that, thinking that that's the blessing. See, but I'm going to preach this morning what the real blessing of the Lord is. And when it is in your life, it makes you complete. Not only will you have all of that, but you'll have a lot more. And if you pay attention this morning, you will find out all that you can get from this blessing of the Lord that's in your life. You have to understand it to obtain it. See, you cannot get anything from the Lord if you don't understand how it works. You say, my people perish for lack of knowledge. See, the word of God comes by knowledge. See, and I prayed this morning, I said, Lord, let my doctrine drop this morning like honey out of the rock, so that people may understand this thing, so that we might inherit the blessing. How many of you say amen to that? Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Now, in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28, the whole chapter talks about all of the things, the blessings that the Lord's going to bring and so forth like that, you know, and all that. And I'm going to read a part of it. It's very long. I'm not going to read all of it because I don't want to preach very long this morning. But it says this, and we're going to begin to show you, you know, something here. It says, and it shall come to pass, if you will hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe, to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord God, thy God, will set thee on high above all nations, and all these blessings will come upon thee and overtake you. And why? If you will hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord, you know, this morning. And he says, you know, look at all the things that he's doing. He said, blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. The fruit of your body will be blessed, the fruit of your ground, that's your labor, your children, everything. Fruit of your cattle, and so all of these things, you know. And how do we get all of these blessings? You can read all of them, you know, halfway through that chapter, through about verse 14. It talks about all of the blessings. And it says, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only. Can I get a witness on that? You know, I don't know about you, but I don't want to be no tail. I want to be the head, because that's what the Lord promised. Amen. He said, he will make you the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken diligently unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words, see, which I command thee this day. You will not turn to the left or you will not turn to the right. You will stay right with the word of the Lord. And that's what we're talking about this morning. The real, see, there are two kinds of blessing. There's covenant blessing, see, which he gave to Abraham, which comes upon the Gentiles by faith. See, because we are heirs. See, because we are children of Abraham, we become heirs. And also joint heirs with Christ. See, now that's the kind of blessing that comes through the lineage of Abraham. Because we have received the word of God by faith, he brings that blessing to us. You know, but I'm talking about the things that people look at today, see, which are really effects of blessing. And people look at that as the real blessing. If I get a new car, I come out here and say, the Lord has blessed me. And if I get a new house, I come out and say, the Lord has blessed me. And so forth. Of course the Lord has blessed me. But see, the blessing of the Lord, when it's in your life, it will produce these other things. You see, it will cause you, and I'm going to speak on some ways to understand how the Lord brings that blessing. So, here's what we're going to do. Turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 8. I want to lay a foundation for this. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18. He says, Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18. You know, here's something I want you to remember, you know, that the Lord reminded us that when the Lord brings this blessing upon you and so forth, he says, thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. You cannot get it on your own. I don't care how you think you got it, it is the Lord. See, he says, it is the Lord that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish that covenant. See, there is a reason why he gives you the power. It is because he wants to establish the covenant. And that's what I'm talking about today. There is a covenant which you swear to Abraham. Say, surely a blessing, I will bless thee. And because you are children of Abraham by faith, the Lord will give you the power to enter into that covenant to receive it. See, but here's what we must do. You know, first of all, you must keep in your mind that this blessing comes only from the Lord. And then, see, here are all the things. In Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 29, he's going to tell you some of these things and how you get it. Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 29. Here's what it says. Oh, that there were such a heart in them, that they would fear me and keep all my commandments, not half the time, not some of the time, but always, that it might be well with them. And with their children forever. See, keeping the commandments of the Lord is what makes it well with you. And that's what makes the blessing come upon you and come upon your children forever. That's what the Bible says. Also, in the same chapter, verse 32, it says, ye shall observe to do therefore as the Lord your God hath commanded you. Ye shall not turn aside to the right hand or the left. Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that ye may live, and that he may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which the Lord, you know, shall give you to possess. You know, so, the blessings of the Lord come, you know, by keeping his commandments always. See, it's not exactly by giving a donation. See, you know, the Bible says in Luke chapter 6, and we know, and this is a favorite scripture that everybody, you know, preaches, you know, when they want an offering. See, Luke chapter 6 and verse 38. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure pressed down and shaken together and running over and so forth. Shall men, you know, the Lord will cause men to give unto your bosom. That's just the law of giving and receiving. That's not the blessing I'm talking about today. If you give, you will receive. See, but this blessing that I'm talking about today has nothing to do with giving. It has nothing to do with collecting an offering here. It has everything to do with you making sure that you observe all of the word of God. How many of you say amen to that? And we're going to read about in a minute. Joshua chapter 1. Turn with me to Joshua chapter 1. Now this is how you make your way to be prosperous. This is how the blessing of the Lord, you make sure that the blessing of the Lord is in your life. This is how you do it. Now, in Joshua chapter 1, the Lord began to speak to Joshua after Moses had died. See, and here's what he said to him in Joshua chapter 1. Say, only be thou strong, verse 7, and very courageous, and make sure that you observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right or the left. You know, that's about 6 times we've read that today. Don't turn to the left or right. That thou mayest prosper. See, don't turn to the left or the right from the word of God. Stay right with it. So that you may prosper whithersoever thou goest. Now that's the principle that I want to talk about this morning. See, I'm not talking about some get rich quick program. I'm not talking about give $7, give $700. There's all these formulas I hear on TV so that you may get this kind of money. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about what the Bible says right here. This is the way for you to make your way prosperous. Is that you will observe to do according to all the word of the Lord. Say, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night. This is what I'm talking about this morning. See, and I'm going to tell you the reason why in a minute, why it works. See, it's proven, I have proven it in my life, sideways, upside down, every which way you can talk. You know, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, and if you meditate on it day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then, when you have observed to do all that is written therein, not some of it, you can't choose the things in the word of God that you like. See, you can't choose the ones that are easy. See, and then don't like the other ones. No, you've got to observe to do all that is written therein. Then shall thou make thy way prosperous. How many of you can say amen to that? See, this pattern works. You don't have to give an offering for this to work. See, give an offering, that's an easy one. But you stay with the word of the Lord, and the blessing of the Lord will take over your life. See, and I'm going to show you this in a minute, and there is something else that I'm going to say this morning. So you stay with me, because you want to hear all of this. You know, you want to hear all of it. You don't want to miss what the Lord's going to tell us here this morning. You say, well, I know that, and so forth, but you stay with me. Have not I commanded you? Say, be of good courage. Be strong, and so forth like that. You know, and do not be dismayed because the Lord is you. But he's talking about observing to do all that the Lord. So he shall put, you know, the word, say the word shall not depart out of thy mouth. Why does that work? You see, if you meditate on the word, if this word is in your mouth all of the time, pretty soon you begin to see yourself in the same light that God sees you. That's why this word must be in your mouth. See, the Lord already sees you as being victorious. See? But some people, you know, they look at their circumstances. You see? So, and then pretty soon you are defeated already. You see? But if you stay with that word, and the word is in your mouth all the time, and it doesn't depart out of your mouth, when you speak the word. See? And pretty soon, it becomes a part of you. See? You begin to see and begin to understand the same way that the Lord sees you. And that's how you begin to make your way prosperous. See, and when that word is in your mouth, and when you are always staying with that word, the Lord, see, the Bible knows, and the Bible says this, the Lord, he has some angels that excel in strength. They hearken, in Psalm 103, to the voice of His word. When that word is walking in your life, those angels will go to make sure it's coming to pass. See, they watch over it. See, the Lord doesn't have to do everything Himself. He's got all those angels. And they watch over it, and they'll make sure that the word of God comes to pass in your life and so forth like that. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, in Psalms 1, turn with me to Psalms chapter 1. This principle is all over the Bible. Psalms chapter 1, same principles all over the place throughout the Bible. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. See, don't follow the smart ways and so forth that the sinners think they know and so forth. Don't listen to their advice. Don't even sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. See? And in his law doth he meditate day and night. Same thing. See? When he meditates, and I say, and he shall be like a tree. See? Now, this is not some get-rich-quick program. In fact, see, the Lord said, as seed time and harvest, they say they shall never see. So there is a thing. See, this thing about, making your life prosperous, making the blessing of the Lord to take over your life, is not overnight. You've got to stay with the word of God. You see? But it's like when you plant something, sometimes it takes a whole year, it takes a whole season to begin to see the harvest. See? When you plant yourself solidly in this word, meditate upon this word night and day. Speak only what the word says. And let it not depart out of your heart and so forth like that. It says you will be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water. I mean, it will bring forth your fruit in a season. And what, it says your tree, your leaves will not wither. Whatsoever he doeth. Whatsoever. Not some of the things. Now, you students that are here. See. I mean, what does it mean to you for whatsoever you do to prosper? I know when I was in school and so forth like that. What does it mean? It means that whatsoever you do it, it means you take an exam, you will prosper. See, it means you will prosper in your classes, you will prosper in everything you are doing by meditating on the word of the Lord. See, because the Lord, when you meditate, he will teach you, be not slothful in business. See, every part of the world. See, the word of the Lord is not going to teach you to be lazy. See, so if you meditate on the word of the Lord, you're going to find out that you will not be slothful in business. See, and you will put in all you can. See, and then the Lord is going to bless you. He said he will make his way prosperous when he meditates on the word of the Lord. And all of these things and so forth. Now turn with me also to Psalms 112. And I'm going to read verses 1 and 2, 3. Psalm 112. Now this principle is all over the Bible, like I said. But I'm just going to read a few places so we don't dwell, take all the time in reading these scriptures. But this principle is all over the Bible. Now, Psalms 112, and here is verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. Not just delight, but delights greatly. See? Amen? Blessed is the man that delights greatly in his commandments. And what are the things that Jesus commanded? See, they are all over the Gospels. See, he commanded us, in fact, Jesus said, be ye perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect. And he said, take this Gospel all over the world, teaching men to observe all the things which I have spoken. So, all these things are in the Scriptures that God commanded. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches. Now, this is true wealth. This is not wealth gotten by some vain tricks and so forth, which the Bible says we soon fly away. This is not laboring to be rich. The Bible says not, don't labor to be rich, but you labor in the word of God. If you labor with all of your mind in the commandments of the Lord and in meditating upon him, all these things will overtake you. How many of you say amen? He says, seek ye first, John 16 and 13. Seek ye first. The kingdom of God, that's in Matthew chapter 6, seek you first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. But let me finish reading this Psalm 112. Say, wealth and riches will be in his house, all from just delighting greatly in his commandments. Here's what it says. Let me finish reading it. It says, wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Even your righteousness will endure because the word of the Lord is in your mouth. See? Now, when we seek the Lord first and seek all of his righteousness first, he causes all these other things that people look at as blessings, you know, to be added unto us. That's in Matthew chapter 6. And he said, you know, he's going to cause all of these things. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. Now, I'm going to read something in the life of Elijah, the prophet. I love his stories. And I read so many different parts of it. As God always brings out something to serve that man. It's many of them like that. David is another one that I love to read his story and so forth like that. You know, Elijah. I'm going to read something to us this morning. And that's, you know, we're going to show how the Lord works with this thing. You know, so turn with me to 1 Kings chapter 17. 1 Kings chapter 17. 1 Kings. Now we're going to read now. Elijah, I'm going to summarize this story for us this morning because I don't have time to read all of it. You know, but, you know, because there was so much evil in the land, Ahab and Jezebel and so forth. Elijah, he went up against them and he, you know, and he spoke certain things and so forth. And he said, look, you know, he brought judgment in the land. He said, you know, he said, there's not even going to be. He said, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand. That's 1 Kings 17 and verse 1. There shall not be rain these years, but according to my word. See, he just said it and left. See, now he brought drought upon the land. But even himself was going to be affected by that drought. See, so he moved away from there and so forth. And here's what happens. This is the part that I want to say. And the Lord, the word of the Lord came unto him saying, that's in 1 Kings 17 and 2. Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be, see, that thou shalt drink of the brook. Now, I want everybody, I want you to read that last verse, that last phrase of this verse. Don't take my word for it. Read it in the Bible, but I'm going to read it to you. See? And I have commanded the ravens, see, to feed the deer. See? Now, there is a way that the Lord commands the blessing. And there is wisdom that I'm going to bring out to us this morning. I've already told us, you know, how we are going to get the, don't worry about looking for thousands of dollars or millions of dollars or all of these things. You just stay with the word of the Lord. You meditate upon the word. He will bring all of these things according to his riches in glory. He'll do that. We know that. You know, but I'm going to bring us some wisdom this morning of how the Lord does these things. Now here's what he says. He said to Elijah, get up and go to the brook and so forth, because I have commanded the ravens there to feed you. So he did according. So he went and did according to the word. Now, he did according to the word of the Lord. See, you've got to do according to the word of the Lord for the commandment to take effect. See, the Lord said, I've already commanded the ravens to feed you. But you have to go and do according to the word of the Lord. The Lord said, go over here, because that's the place where I've commanded the blessing. Now, if Elijah would not have gone to the place where God told him to go, then the commandment would not have taken any effect that the Lord said to the ravens. See, the Lord owns the creation. The Lord can tell the ravens, he can tell the angels, he can tell anything he wants to feed you. He can tell anybody to bring a blessing into your life. But you must be in the right place to receive it. See, now, so there's two parts to this message. There's the part of seeking the Lord with all of your heart, meditating on his word day and night. But this part here that I'm going into now is about being in the right place to receive the blessing of the Lord. Now, when the Lord commanded the blessing, he told Elijah, go there and so forth. I've commanded the blessing, you know, and so forth. And so he went and did according to the word of the Lord. And so he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, which is before you know, Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank and so forth. Now, I want you to notice that. Now, notice this. This was the word of the Lord to Elijah. He said it, he gave it to him point blank. Go over here. He even gave him the name of the place. This is the place where I've commanded the blessing to come to you. See, I want you to notice that. See, the Lord did not say exactly that, you know, when you get there, do this or do that. You know, he just said, no, you go over there. I have already commanded that the ravens will bring the blessings to you. See, when everybody else is in drought and so forth, I have already given commandment. But why did the Lord have to tell him to go to the brook Cherith? He could have brought the ravens to him right here. See, I want you to think about that for a minute. See, why did the Lord one time say to Peter, you know, go down to the, you know, brook, cast your net and so forth, cast your hook, the first fish that you get, open its mouth and you find a coin and pay the taxes for me and you. He could have snapped his finger and given the money right there. But you have to do according to the word of the Lord. See, if you don't do according to the word of the Lord, it's not going to come to pass. See, now, but notice in verse 7, and it came to pass. Now, this is the real beauty of this story. Some of you may not have thought about it. It came to pass after a while that the brook dried up. See, because there had been no rain in the land. Now, tell me this. Here's a question I want to ask to all of us. Could the Lord not have made that brook not to dry up? Anybody? Could the Lord have kept that brook from not drying up? Why then did the Lord allow the brook? See, this is the problem with many of us. See, you're hanging on to something that's already dead. Just because the Lord gave the commandment one time, when it is over, the Lord says it's dead. Move on. See? But most people, they don't hang on to that forever. See? Say, oh, the Lord commanded me to go down to the brook and so forth like that. Okay, well, maybe he did. And he did in this case. And so he stayed in the brook, and the ravens, they brought him breakfast and they brought him dinner. I don't know if you say amen to that. Well, I don't know what kind of faith you have, but this is faith that brings you food from heaven. So you just sit down and they bring you food. See, he's got the room service, he's got everything going for him there, you know. But after a while, the brook dried up. See, and when the brook dried up, now watch this. Let's see the next thing that happens. There's a reason why the Lord allowed the brook to dry up. Now, I've already asked you, and you all said that the Lord could have kept the brook from drying up. See, now, after a while, the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came to him, see, saying, now, of course, the Lord knew the brook was drying up. Arise, see, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Sidon. Now, so the word of the Lord came to him and told him again something else to do. See? And he said, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded. Now, notice that word again. See, I've already commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. See, the widow man didn't know anything about it. See? But the Lord already commanded it. How many of you say amen? Are you seeing this? See, the Lord already commanded what's going to happen. Whether the widow woman knows anything about it or not, it doesn't matter. The Lord has already commanded that it's going to happen. But he is going to send you to the place where he has commanded such and such to sustain you. But if you are not hearing the word of the Lord, or you are not doing according to the word of the Lord, then you will miss the blessing. See, some of you have a job. See, and maybe it was God that gave you the job, just like Elijah. He sent him to the brook. And after a while, the brook dries up. Maybe your job has dried up. See, but you're still hanging on to it. See, but when it dries up, the Lord, you know, he'll send you to the next place. See, because there is something, that everything in our lives is for a reason. See, the Lord may send you from one place to the other, not only to bless you, but to bless somebody else. See, but you have to be in the right place. The Lord is fixing not only to bless Elijah through this woman, but it is fixing to bless that woman through Elijah. See, because the woman was apparently trusting the Lord. See, and if you read the rest of his story, Elijah went there See, and this woman was gathering two sticks, you know, and so forth, like to, you know, to bake her last meal. See, she'd been praying and said, Lord, I'm going to die. See, and my child and so forth, this is all we have. So let me just fix it, let's eat it, and let's die. See, we'll at least enjoy our last meal. And the Lord Elijah, he arrived on the scene. And as she was picking the sticks and so forth, he said to her, I know what you're doing. You know, but don't worry about it. You know, just bake me something and bring it first to me. And she said, well, you know, I've only got a small thing left in the house, and it's not enough for a guest. It's only for me and my son, and we eat it, and we're going to die. And Elijah, by the word of the Lord, he said, you just do this, because the barrel of meal, amen, will not waste, and the cruse of oil will not fail. You see, because the Lord, he sent Elijah to that place, and he said, I have commanded a blessing. Now, here's what I want you to see. Elijah could have stayed at the brook that already dried up. Now that brook dried up. And for you, for many of you, the brook's already dry. See, but you hang on to it anyhow. See, you've got to move on. How many of you say praise the Lord? Because the Lord, it already died. And the Lord already opened something else up. See, and he already said, I have commanded the blessing for you somewhere else. See, but if you are not listening or you are not paying attention, you know, you are hanging on to the thing that's already dried up. And you're going to miss a major blessing. So the rest of the story goes, Elijah goes over to this place and so forth, and he speaks the word of the Lord. He says, for thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord has sent rain upon the earth. And so she went and did according to the word of the Lord. See, in every one of these cases, they had to do according to the word of the Lord. See, now, if you want to do it all by yourself, that's great. Then God doesn't have any part in it. The outcome is yours. See, and God, you know, he'll have no part of that. That's why he says, lean not to your own understanding. See, but when you do according to the word of the Lord. Now, what's the word of the Lord to us today? Meditate on the word of the Lord and let it not depart out of your mouth. If you take that, you know, if you take that from here this morning and say, from today I am going to meditate on this thing day and night, it is not going to depart out of my mouth. I am not going to stand in the way of sinners. You know, I'm not even going to follow the counsel of the ungodly. I'm not going to sit in the seat of discomfort, but I'm going to delight greatly in the law of the Lord. And as you begin to do that, your life will change. You don't have to do anything else. Because the word of God is forever settled in heaven. It is forever settled in heaven. Anything that God says, that's exactly the way it is. All you have to do is do what he wants. See? And what does he want from us this morning? He wants us to do according to the word of the Lord. Now, Elijah, he went and did according to the word of the Lord. Now, so you see from this story that after, see, and the barrel of meal, verse 16, wasted not, neither the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which is spake by Elijah. So all of these things happened because Elijah, he did according to the word of the Lord. Now Elijah, he was a rustic figure. You know, he was a man that didn't care about all these other things. He ate honey out of this and the bush and so forth like that. And he didn't have time to fix any meals. And God took care of that. See, God fixed the meals. Amen. And then, you know, when the brook dried up, he didn't have time to worry about that. God took care of the next one too. See? And God said, look, don't worry about it. Just go over to such and such a place. I've already commanded. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord has already commanded the blessing for you somewhere. And that's what I'm here to tell you this morning. He has commanded a blessing for you. But do you know where it is? See? Do you know where it is? Or are you just looking at the effects of the blessing? You're just looking at the tree that's blowing? Well, that's the effect of the wind, see? The real blessing will not only, see, the wind will cause the tree to blow. But it is the wind. It's not just the tree blowing. See, the real blessing in your life is beyond just the new car. See, you will get the new car. And you will get the new job. But you must do according to the word of the Lord. Now, when you do according to the word of the Lord, He will cause His face to shine upon you. Praise ye the Lord. Now, there is a place where God has commanded a blessing. See, there is a place, where God has desired to put His name there in order to command the blessing. His name is Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, this is the place I have chosen to put my name there. There will I meet with you. He has chosen to put His name in Jesus. And that is the place where He has chosen to command the blessing. Now, if you put all of your trust in the Lord, and if you do all according to the word of the Lord this morning, wherein He says, you know, do all these things according to the word of the Lord. Meditate on His word day and night. Let it not depart out of you. He said, then shall you make your way prosperous. Now, here's another place how the Lord, where He has commanded the blessing. See, this is another place where the Lord has commanded the blessing. First, it's in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's in the word of the Lord. And here's another one in Psalm 133. See, I want you to turn to Psalm 133. This is one place that a lot of people miss. It's how the Lord commands the blessing for you forever. See, here's how He does it. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. See. Why? It is like the precious ointment upon the head, even like the one that ran down the beard of Aaron. See, and so forth. It is as the dew of Hermon. It is as the dew that descended in the mountains of Zion. For there, when they are in unity, the Lord commanded a blessing. How many of you say amen to that? Amen. See, when you are in unity, that's where the Lord commands the blessing, even life forevermore. Jesus said in John chapter 10 and verse 10, I am come that they might have life, and that abundantly. Now what we are talking about today encompasses life in its fullness. He said, ye are complete in Him, Colossians 2 and 10. Complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power. See, there is nothing. That's what He means by saying, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. It makes you whole. It makes you complete. There, you lack nothing. Praise ye the Lord. See, if you need healing, He's got it. If you need prosperity, He's got it too. See, but what is really, you know, is not just, you know, this and that. It's the whole, it's like the favor of God is on your life. And when He is on your life, see, He will cause you to have good success. See, because the word of the Lord that's dwelling in you and it's in your mouth all of the time will make you to make your way prosperous. That's what He said. He said, then shall thou have good success. And then shall thou make your way prosperous. Now, if you are not having good success, if your life is a little bit chaotic this morning, perhaps it's up and down. Some day you have success, the next day you don't got it. See, one day you have it, next day you don't have it. See, sometimes when you have all of these things and so forth like that, see, why don't you try this morning? See, here's a little prescription. See, you want success? See, you want to make your way successful? You want to have good success and make your way prosperous? Here's a prescription this morning. Meditate always upon the word of the Lord and observe to do all that is in the word of God. Because man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. How many of you say amen to that? Every word that God gives us, see, and all the word from Genesis to Revelation, He has given it to us. He said, the word that I speak will judge on the last day. See, and God, He wants us to be prosperous. See, Jesus Himself said, turn with me to John chapter 15 and see what He said. John chapter 15 and verse 16. He says, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and I have ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. See, whatsoever, so that whatsoever ye may ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. You know, Jesus, he doesn't want, you know, the fruit in your life to be one day there and the next day it's gone. He said that it might remain. How many of you say praise the Lord? Some people say it like this, say your miracles will be permanent. Well, that's what Jesus is saying here. See, he wants this blessing of the Lord in your life to be permanent. He said that tree will bear its fruit in its season. It will bring forth its leaves every time. See, it will be like the palm tree. You know, I've noticed in my house, you know, during this harsh winter, all my shrubs, they died and so forth, except the palm tree. See, he was like that. See, he was always flourishing. He said, they, see, that be planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish in the courts of our God. See, when this word is planted solidly in your heart, you will flourish. It doesn't matter what happens, you will flourish. Praise ye the name of the Lord. How many of you say amen to that? See, the Lord, he wants our fruit to remain. You know, he wants the things in our life. See, now notice in verse 7 of John chapter 15. If ye abide in me, see, and my words abide in you. That's the same thing that we've been saying for the last 30 minutes. This word must abide in you. And Jesus makes it point blank. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, see, then you shall ask whatever you will, and it shall be done unto you. This is the secret of real blessing. Abide in the Lord and let in his words abide in you. How many of you say amen? And herein is my Father glorified. John chapter 15 verse 8. See, God is not glorified if you bear little fruit. No. Or your fruit is there one day and it's gone. No. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. Amen. And so shall you be my disciples. Bear much fruit. And what kind of fruit is he talking about? Well, every which way you look at it, fruit in the kingdom of God. See, fruit of discipleship. Fruit of good works. Jesus said, let your works so shine before men. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works. See, we preached about that 2 weeks ago. The reward for the works and so forth like that. You know, now, Jesus said, my Father is glorified when you bear much fruit. See, so God is glorified when things abound in our lives. See, praise ye the Lord. See, God is not glorified in our defeat, because Jesus said it is finished. He finished it, and that's the end of that. He got the victory, and today we must walk in that victory. I want us to stand to our feet. This morning, the blessing of the Lord in our lives. There is a way that you can make the blessing of the Lord permanent in your life. See, you don't need to be reaching for this or reaching for that. See, you know, the Bible says that the Greeks, you know, they seek wisdom, and the Gentiles, they seek a sign. And some people are seeking after this, and some people are seeking after that. But nobody is seeking after the Lord. See, but we want the people of God to seek after the Lord. He said, ye shall find me when you shall seek after me with all your heart. And all these other things we follow. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. The real blessing of the Lord that he commands for you will follow you when you, from your heart, follow the word of God completely. When you decide in your heart that you are going to obey the word of the Lord, and you will not turn to the left, and you will not turn to the right. Hallelujah. Praise ye the name of the Lord. See, but there is a spirit, see, of disobedience. See, there is a spirit of rebellion. See, when people refuse to accept the word of the Lord, it is rebellion. See, when they say, well, we don't want to hear any of that. See, we want to do things our own way. Well, the Lord said, well, fine. In the day of your calamity then. See, he said, I will laugh. See, in the day of your calamity then, because you have not hearkened unto the word of the Lord. See, I will have them in derision, he said, because they have not taken heed unto the word of the Lord. But if we take heed unto the word of the Lord will take pleasure. Amen. He will take pleasure in watching over his word in your life. Make sure that the word is fruitful in your life. And everything that you do will prosper. I mean, that's a wonderful thing. That everything you do, whether it's in school, whether it's on the job, whether it's in the ministry, everything you do will prosper. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Everything. I don't care what it is that you are doing, it is going to prosper. When you put the word of the Lord 100% in your heart. And when your mind is on it all the time, you meditate on it day and night. The Lord said, you will have good success. Praise ye the Lord. Now I'm going to pray this prayer of faith. See, there are some things that are holding you back. See, from not, you know, not allowing you to receive all that God has intended for you. Perhaps you are not hearing the word of God as you should. See, because if Elijah hadn't heard and hearkened unto the voice of the Lord, and if he hadn't gone and done according to the word of the Lord, now he would not have been fed by the ravens. And the other woman would not have sustained him. So there is a spirit this morning that is, you know, the Bible says, when the sower went out to sow the seed, see, he said some of them fell on stony ground. You know, and it looks like, you know, they came up for a while, but because they had no root in them, you know, it died off after a little trial came up. He said, but even some fell by the wayside, see, and the birds of the air, they come and pluck it away, see. Now that's like, you know, when you hear the word of the Lord, you don't pay attention to it, Jesus said. When you don't take heed to the word of the Lord, pretty soon the devil, he comes, he plucks it away. See, you say, why the Lord, you know, give us this message? Because the things that the Lord does, they are simple. The Lord doesn't need to, we don't need to use great big, the Bible says, knowing, you know, the terror of the Lord, we use great plainness of speech. See, knowing all these things, you know, we use great plainness of speech this morning, this is the way it is. You want the blessing of the Lord in your life, that's all there is to it. You do according to all the word of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord is bound by his word. So, and after you have done all according to the word of the Lord, you can say like Hezekiah. See, when the challenges come, you can say, Lord, I have kept the word of the Lord in my life. And I am not taking this for an answer. And he said, there is no way, no how, I'm not going to accept it. Because I have kept your word, Lord. And the Lord said, I will add unto your life 15 years. When you have kept, when you have followed the Lord wholly with all of your heart. We preached that in the message, Give Me This Mountain, some months ago. When Joshua and Caleb had followed with all of their hearts, you know, then they were able to stand up and make the claim. Praise ye the Lord. Let us pray this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, everything that is holding back your people from entering into the full blessing of the Lord, either by spirit of rebellion, by spirit of disobedience, or by spirit of it doesn't matter, we come against those spirits this morning in the name of Jesus. Because the Lord, he wants us to enter into all of his blessings, but we must obey all the word of the Lord. We must take his entire word. We cannot take half of his word like Eve did. She took half of God's word and half of the devil's. So you can't do that. So you got to take the entire word of God. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Lord, there is a spirit. There is a spirit of grace. There's an anointing of blessing here this morning. And he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. I'm going to pray for some this morning. I don't want you to leave this place without getting this blessing. And if you want this blessing of the Lord to take hold in your life, and you want the Lord to help you to open your ears to hear what he has commanded in your life. You see, because sometimes the Lord's already commanded it, but you are not paying attention, you are not hearing it, and things have blocked it out. I'm going to pray this morning. And if you want the Lord to help you, see, you say, I can't meditate on this word night and day. See, why? Because of the cares of this life. We preached about that a couple of weeks ago. You know, and so forth like that. You've got to return to the place where you are meditating on it night and day. So I'm going to ask if you want help this morning. If you want help to reach out this morning so that the blessing of the Lord might overtake your life. If you want help this morning to say, Lord, I want you to help me every which way I can to stay with that word. Not turn to the left, not turn to the right, to meditate upon it night and day, to hearken unto all the commandments of the Lord my God. If you want that help this morning, I'm going to ask you to step in the aisle. I'm going to pray for you. You step in the aisle and come forward. You say, step in the aisle and come forward. It is a sign of faith also. See? And then the Lord, He is going to open your ears to hear the blessing that He has commanded into your life. See? He wants to say, well, you know, I know the Lord's already blessed me. He said, well, don't you forget it. It is the Lord thy God that gives thee the power to get well. Why? So that He might cause you to inherit the blessing that He swore unto Abraham and the fathers. So this morning, my prayer is going to be for those, for everybody of course, but especially for those that come forward this morning and say, I want to agree with me. See, you want to agree with me? Say, Brother Yato, I want to agree. I want you to agree with me this morning. And I'm going to pray this prayer. Because the Bible says, if two of you shall agree as touching anything. See, and you don't come to church and just go away without getting your life touched. Without making a change in your life. The church must make a change in your life every day. Every church service. So this service this morning is to get you back on track for the blessing of the Lord to overtake your life. It is to get you back to hear the voice of the Lord so that you may be in the right place. And God is wanting to pour His blessing upon many of us, but we are not in the right place. We need to be in the right place. I want you guys to step forward this morning that I'm coming out here and we're going to pray together. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. They have come not unto me, but unto the Lord. You must be in the right place. Don't hold on to the brook that's already dried up. That brook is dried up. God commanded something else. You got to move on to it. See, please praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Lift up your hands this morning and let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, cause the blessing of the Lord to overtake these ones in their lives in Jesus' name. Cause their ears, Lord, to be attentive to the word of the Lord, that when you command a blessing in their life, they will learn to hear the place where you have commanded that blessing, and they will be in the right place in the name of Jesus. Everything that's holding them back from being in the right place where God has commanded a blessing for them in their life, Lord, we come against such things, and we ask the Spirit of God to move them back in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, you watch over your word this morning. This word shall not fall to the ground and shall not come back to you void. The word of God that we have preached this morning, we accomplish the purpose for which it is sent. It's even a discerner of the intents of the heart. See, it has discerned the intents of your heart. The Lord, you desire in your heart a blessing from the Lord. That's why the Lord, He brought the message this morning. You are desiring a blessing from the Lord. You are desiring a breakthrough. But this is the way to get a breakthrough, saith the Lord. Now, this morning, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I command the gates to open up. Let the gates open up unto the people of God. In the name of Jesus. Let there be a river flowing through this. There is a river. The streams whereof shall make glad the house of God. The river of God will now flow in your life. It will make glad even your heart to rejoice at the word of God. Blessed be the name of Jesus. And every one of us, we need this prayer, Lord. I pray for every one of us here. He said, this is the man to whom I will look, even him that trembles at my word. Lord Jesus, I pray that that trembling will come upon all of us concerning the word of God. That we will hold in the highest regard every word of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to meditate upon your word night and day. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, as we go from here, especially the ones that have come out to believe in prayer with me, in not many days hence, as they practice the word of the Lord in their lives, See, the fruit will begin to come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, if the Lord should tarry a year from today, when we all gather again, you guys will look back and say, wow, I remember April the 15th. Well, it is tax day. Yeah. Maybe that's why I just thought of that now. The blessing of the Lord, you know, taxes and so forth, people get all mixed up in there. But the Lord, He gives liberty to His people. This message will bring deliverance to your finances. It will bring deliverance to peace. You know, I mean, all unrest and so forth in your life, it will bring peace. It will cause you to prosper. It will cause you to flourish. See? And you don't even have to pursue any of those things. You just pursue the Lord. And He will cause all these things be added into your life. The Lord has commanded a blessing. Now I am going to speak the word of the Lord. Because Elijah said, do according to my word. And the lady, she went and did according to his word. And it came to pass. Now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, for every one of you, hear ye the word of the Lord. See, the Lord, even your God, He is your glory and the lifter up of your head. The Lord, He will cause your hands to be lifted up. The Lord, He will cause your head to be lifted up, and the King of glory will shine His favor upon your life. The favor of the Lord will bring the blessing of the Lord into your life this day. Amen. Only be sure to observe and keep all of the word of the Lord, and turn not to the left or the right, and the Lord will cause His good favor to go before you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Cause them, Lord, to break forth on the left and on the right, and cause them to inherit the blessing, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And for all the brethren, Lord, bring a spirit of unity in Jesus' name. Because there, the Lord commands the blessing. Bring a spirit of unity, Lord. Let it flow among the brethren. And let the blessing of the Lord overtake us in Jesus' name. In the city, you will be blessed. In the field, you will be blessed. On your jobs, you will be blessed. See, the blessing of the Lord will prevent you from getting into accidents. Amen. That's right. Amen. See, when you are driving, the blessing of the Lord will protect you. Amen. You will just be hearing about accidents here and there. It will not happen unto you. Amen. Because the blessing of the Lord is in your life. Amen. He said, He maketh rich and added no sorrow. You know, if you were to get into an accident, that would be sorrowful. See, so you will not get into any accident. Amen. See, you will not get into any problems. The goodness of the Lord will be with you. And the joy of the Lord, He will be abundant in your life. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. And you will go from joy to joy. Yes, you will go from victory to victory. You will go from glory to glory. And your fruit, the blessing of the Lord, will remain in your life. In the name of Jesus. For hearing is the Father glorified. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap this morning. Oh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, the service is coming to a close this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.